Hello, and welcome to Content Creation Musings, random thoughts about podcasting, blogging, and other internet stuff. I'm J.D. Sutter, founder of Porchlight Family Media, and you can connect with me at jdsutter.me. Today's thought is, does your email list have a name? Well, I was recently privileged to have a coaching session with Eric K. Johnson, the podcast talent coach, regarding my audio drama fan podcast called Audio Theater Central. During the course of our discussion, the topic of an email list came up. Now, as an online content creator, you may know that a mailing list can be an essential part of your marketing efforts, and it can be a good source of revenue. You can market your own products or affiliate products via your mailing list, and at the same time, you're providing high-quality, valuable content to your subscribers. Well, Eric had asked me about the size of our email list, and at the time, it was pretty small in comparison to most others. When I let him know that, he said, well, what are you calling it, and how are you presenting it to your listeners? I told him we were just asking listeners to subscribe to our newsletter, or sometimes we'd use the term email list, just subscribe to our list. And Eric said, well, the terminology that you use can greatly affect the outcome of having a listener subscribe to your list. The word subscription carries a connotation of having to pay for it, i.e. a magazine subscription or a newspaper subscription. And he said the words newsletter or email list can come across as just being a bothersome thing or a nuisance, things that are just clogging up your email inbox. And a lot of times people are averse to those types of terms. So he said that coming up with a creative name for the list can entice people to sign up. So since Audio Theater Central is all about going behind the scenes with audio drama, I gave it some careful thought and decided to call our mailing list the ATC Insiders. And so since making that change, our subscriptions have increased about 20% over the last couple of months since I've made that adjustment in the presentation in our show and the branding on our website as well. So what do you think? Is it worth it to think about how you are naming or branding your mailing list? I'd really like to hear your thoughts on this, and you can contact me at show@jdsutter.me. Love to hear your thoughts on this. Today's recommendation for a podcast is Eric K. Johnson's podcast, which is The Podcast Talent Coach. You can find that over at podcasttalentcoach.com. Eric really dives into your presentation on your show and how you present your content and the way you word things, and just really giving you an inside look at how you record your show. Not the technical side, but how you present your thoughts, your ideas, and how that comes across to the listener. It's a really great show. Again, it's at podcasttalentcoach.com. So again, send your feedback to show@jdsutter.me. I'll talk with you next time. Adios.